The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
Is there an opportunity to partner with someone else across the region?
So for me, one of the things that's really exciting about the potential and the possibility of 11 Rooms is the impact that we can have on the neighborhood and the businesses around us.
I think a lot of us have the same type of vision, and that's why it's easy to work together and then highlight each other's products and not feel like it's a competition.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Grey, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. And this week's episode is all about partnerships and collaboration and how you can use partnerships to add value to grow your tourism business. We first met Dallas Mackis a few episodes ago, and Dallas is the owner of a sales and marketing agency called Eminence Canada that provides strategic growth for international travel companies. Dallas is also a coach with the T3 Accelerator coaching program that helps tourism businesses in the Tourism Region 7 to grow and succeed, which is a project that was launched as a partnership between Community Future South Georgian Bay and the Regional Tourism Organization 7. So Dallas, how can tourism businesses leverage business resources like the RTO7 to develop business partnerships?
Well, I mean, you almost would think of RTO7 as a bit of a broker for these businesses. So what they're able to do as RTO7 is they're able to maybe expand the opportunities, but not by doing it for them, but by opening a business owner's eyes to what might be out there. What you're seeing now is a lot of tourism businesses collaborating instead of competing. And so RTO7 can almost bring that together by saying, you know what, we've got best practices that are happening with the company we work with over here. That might actually help you as well because you're in the same strata or the same area that the challenges are. So you could call it best practices exchange. You could call it an awareness of what they're able to do. They're also able to help small businesses that perhaps struggle with strategic planning, operations, cash flow. They can bring in expertise that can help, not on a permanent basis, of course, but on a mentoring or coaching basis to maybe get that business back on the right path and suggest some strong tactics that they can do to take it forward.
If you've been following the podcast, then you'll remember we spoke with Kim Clark, who is a tourism experience development specialist with the RTO7. So Kim, what should a business consider when engaging in a strategic partnership with another business or organization?
Is there an opportunity to partner with someone else across the region so that, you know, you're both together crafting and creating this amazing experience for somebody? I think it's really important to outlay all of your expectations right off the start. So write everything down, expectations in terms of operationally, who's going to do what, who's going to advertise, who's going to collect the money, how are you splitting the money, are you expecting, you know, posts on both social media channels, what about insurance, who's going to post it on their website, who's going to deal with customer complaints. All those sorts of potential missteps or opportunities for things to go wrong, I think, is really important. You know, outlining who's investing what money where. So making sure you really have a solid idea of what each partner is going to bring to the table is really important.
A business that has really leveraged the power of partnerships is the exquisite boutique hotel in downtown Collingwood called 11 Rooms. Which is no surprise, as the co-owner Sandra Kahale is a maverick when it comes to collaboration. And if you've been following this series, you'll remember that we met Sandra a few episodes back, and she was a participant in the T3 Accelerator program. So Sandra, what types of partnership opportunities are you leveraging with your hotel 11 Rooms?
So for me, one of the things that's really exciting about the potential and the possibility of 11 Rooms is the impact that we can have on the neighborhood and the businesses around us. And so right from the beginning, we've been very active in pursuing all kinds of partnerships. We have a very strong relationship with the co-working space, the Foundry, to the point that we've done some members only events while we haven't even been open, which our interior designer thinks is absolutely shameful to have people in the space when we're not really ready. But we consider basically their entire membership at the Foundry to be family to us. And it's been nice to bring people in at all different kinds of stages in the process. We're just actually this week kind of finalizing our roster of caterers. And I'm pretty excited about some of the partners that we've been able to land there. We also have been able to offer some local businesses already, and this is something that I had really had my eye on as we were sort of getting ready to open this and designing the business model. We've been able to offer local businesses the opportunity to do things that they've wanted to do, that they're ready to do, but that they haven't had the space to do it in. So, you know, we've been able to do that for some of our smaller catering partners. I'm very excited to be able to do that for local businesses. There's so much amazing talent here in Collingwood. And there are lots of people who are running businesses that have a following that wants to come to Collingwood to be with these people, right? So we've got amazing coaches, we've got all kinds of different service providers, and people want to come here and spend time with those people. And there just hasn't been a place to make that easy. And so that's part of what we're about here, is making that easy, making it accessible. And through that, stimulating business growth, not only in the bricks and mortar businesses that are around us, but also in the service-based businesses that are around us.
I spoke with Scott Allison, a titan in the Canadian hospitality and tourism sector, who also happens to be a coach with the T3 Accelerator program. We're seeing a bit of a trend with these really funky, cool boutique motels popping up around the region, like the June Motel in Sauble Beach. And Scott, how are these businesses leveraging partnership opportunities?
Going into these funky, really well-conceived motels where they've, you know, they're developing add-ons. I mean, you can buy stuff at these motels. They've got some great gift ideas. They're going to introduce more and more food and beverage to them, and it all becomes part of the experience. And a lot of these motels are partnering with other local businesses, restaurants, bicycle tour company, whatever it might be, so that the whole experience, the time you spend, and people forget that it isn't really just about the money, it's about the time you're investing in. I only can get a couple of weekends a month away, or every 3 months away, whatever it might be. So if I go out to a motel and it's not a great experience, not only have I lost the money I spent, but more importantly, I've lost the time. So building up these experiences, curating experiences is really what's important. So I think these micro motels are terrific.
Dallas, we've heard from you and other coaches that with great partnerships come great experiences. What do these powerful collaborations do for the region's tourism industry as a whole?
And I mean, it's just time that we got people away from thinking that you have to spend a foreign currency to have had a holiday.
Yeah.
Because you can do that here, mm-hmm. and you can do it easily, and you can contribute. And, you know, there's just such a wide variety of things that I see going on, even within our distinct region, that are exactly the same as what's going on overseas. So why not support the people here first, mm-hmm. at least for the next 3 to 5 years?
I'm Patty Bowden. I am the sales and advertising manager for Blue Mountain Adventure Tours, and Ace Transportation, and Ace Cabs.
So Patty, as an adventure tour and transportation company, your business really leverages collaboration with other businesses to create these incredible experiences. What types of partnerships is your company involved in?
Well, we've got two wineries. We've got The Roost and Jordan Hills. Lots of cideries, Duntroon Cidery, Spy, Grey and Gold, and Side Launch, Collingwood Brewery. And we're always looking for, you know, the newcomers too, to join. We like to include them. And we have a good relationship with them, that we bring them people, and we have
it's kind of like both companies gain from.
Yeah, it's a win-win,
right?
For both of us.
And of course, great partnerships aren't just limited to tourism experiences. Take McLean's Ales in Hanover, for example, who often partners with other beer companies to create collaborative products, like the ever-popular beer advent calendar at Christmas. Curtis, how does your company benefit from strategic partnerships?
We are growing market share, and I say we as in the Ontario craft brewers, but we also want to share in that as well. And I think anytime you can highlight anybody else's products too, I think it shows not only that you get along, but also that we help each other, and that it goes beyond that too. Like, what if, you know, someone needs to borrow some equipment or some knowledge that you might learn along the way. So I think it's super important in this industry. And in saying that too, like I sit on the Ontario Craft Brewers Association board, and that's what they do. You're trying to be a community that's going for the greater good. And what some of that greater good is being a staple in your communities and being an employer and supporting events and stuff like that. So I think a lot of us have the same type of vision, and that's why it's easy to work together and then highlight each other's products and not feel like it's a competition.
I spoke with Wayne Greer, who is a senior executive with 37 years of experience in the Canadian retail and food service industries and is coaching with the T3 Accelerator coaching program. So Wayne, are there opportunities for collaboration in retail sales with companies that could, say, otherwise be perceived as a competitor?
I mean, the one thing I've seen, you know, in Collingwood, that you just even walking into some, you know, smaller individual retail stores, you know, whether it's like Curry's Food Market, we go there all the time, mm-hmm. you know, they'll have product from like Blackbird Pies, you know, they got, you know, like you can see that there's local, local entrepreneurs are supporting other local entrepreneurs. And it not only is a good business strategy, but it actually, when people come in and go to purchase, it's a positive, it provides a positive aura to your whole business because you're supporting local, and supporting local is a theme. And so I would highly encourage, you know, any entrepreneurs, don't look at the other winery as your competitor. Yes, they are, but they're also in the same game as you. And if you collaborate together, like you can do mixed cases together, right? For instance, right? Instead of doing it by yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could maybe have, you know, instead of having, you know, each of you have your own sales rep calling on local restaurants, have one or two representing everyone. I mean, at the end of the day, the restaurant or whatever, they're going to make their own choice on which wine or cider they purchase. But, you know, just like if you can share costs that way, I find it, you know, that collaboration, you know, is very positive. And, like, I mean, some of the advisory boards I was on, I mean, there was people that were in the business, you know, that were my competitors as well. But you know what, if we were all there focused on how we improve food service, right, and the customer, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a bakery, you know, and so collaboration is a very powerful tool, and it's good for also building the community.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.